All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. I am glad that you are here. Today I want to give you a nugget from Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Well, you are what you think about. You are what you think about. What do you think about that phrase? You are what you think about. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as a person thinks in their heart, so they are." For as a person thinks in their heart, so they are. Well, you've probably heard the phrase about computer processing, garbage in, garbage out. The same is true with your mind. Put garbage in the types of movies you watch, the internet sites that might be in front of you, the music that you listen to, the magazines you browse, the books you read, the news sites that you watch, all of the various inputs of our world that overwhelm and consume, and the output of your life will reflect some of that input for sure. So how can you keep the garbage out of your mind? You can't just empty your mind of bad thoughts. You must deliberately replace them with something else. Vacuums do not exist naturally in the world. They are artificially created. If you create a vacuum, something fills it. For instance, your gas tank is never empty. It's either filled with gas or with air. The gas replaces the air replaces the gas. Something will always fill the void. Our minds will always be filled with something. But we get to choose what fills them. So what types of thoughts on this day do you fill your mind with? Well, here's God's list again. Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The end result is God's peace in your heart. The bottom line is that if a thought doesn't pass this test, don't allow it into your mind. Now, I know that's easier said than done, which is why the end of the verse says, put it into practice. Put it into practice. You got to work it out. And may God give you a filter that brings great peace of mind. Because with God at the center of heart, mind, and soul, there is peace of mind. Even in the greatest of challenges, God speak. Yes, Lord God, speak. Help us with our mental health, our spiritual health, our relational health, our community health, all of those things, and so much more. Good day.